Welcome to PartnerNet Update, the monthly news roundup for Novell Partners. And now, here's James.
Welcome to another edition of the PartnerNet Podcast. I'm your host, James Christensen, from the Channels Enablement team at Novell. Today, we're joined by two special guests, Darren Sanders, National Territory Manager for NovaCoast, a Novell Platinum Partner, and also Sophia Germanides, Product Marketing Manager for Novell Open Enterprise Server. Sophia's prepared some questions on how Novell and NovaCoast have worked together to achieve great success recently with Open Enterprise Server. And Sophia, why don't you just go ahead and take it away?
Thanks so much, James. And thank you, Darren, for joining us today. I first thought you could tell us all a little bit about NovaCoast, how long you've been working with Novell, and what areas you're specializing in.
Sure, Sophia. So NovaCoast has been a Novell Platinum Partner for 11 years. We have a national presence that continues to grow. We're currently operating in six core geographies in the U.S. and have employees in 17 states. We hold all four specializations within Novell's business units and have formed practices around these specializations with engineers specifically focused on selected solutions offerings from Novell. Our value is the depth of the talent within this company. We understand that services drive software sales. So step one is understanding the customer situation and problem they are trying to solve. We then help them understand what we would recommend to address their problem. Once we recommend the right product and the overall solution, the very next question is, how do we get started? What does that look like? So we have created some solution offerings that we call RDs, or rapid deployments. We offer these for a fixed cost. We try to keep the customer on a very clear starting point. This clarity gives them the comfort to pull the trigger on the software being considered.
That sounds great, Darren. Is that a part of what led you to decide to participate in the beta program with Open Enterprise Server 2?
Well, sure. We feel that Open Enterprise Server 2 is going to make a very significant impact in the marketplace for Linux. We're seeing more traction on overall Linux discussions than ever before. And with the Microsoft interoperability agreement, we know that more organizations are going to be ready to look at Linux. We all know that we're going to benefit from that. So getting a chance to participate in the beta program, it allows us to work directly with Novell engineers, getting more familiar with the product, as well as applying this to a specific customer example live in that environment. Finally, we also get a chance to work directly with the customer. Getting our foot in the door with the client always leads to a relationship and future work. So participating in the beta program, it's a win from all angles.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you partnered with Novell at First American Title?
Sure. We were invited to perform the requirements analysis for migrating First American Title's production workgroup infrastructure, including file, collaboration, management, and printing services from Network 6.5 to OES2 on Linux. We also assisted in the lab to demonstrate some of Open Enterprise Server 2's new services and migration tools.
So Darren, can you tell us a little bit about what Open Enterprise Server 2 did for First American Title?
Yes, I can. First, I'll tell you what NovaCoast did, and then I'll talk about kind of the overall goal and what we provided together for the environment. We helped First American compile a comprehensive document that detailed their current environment and noted any updates that would be required or recommended prior to moving to the new platform. We also helped prepare recommendations for a phased approach to migrating services from NetWare to OES2 on Linux. This would provide some quick wins for their IT staff and added functionality for their users. Ultimately, we help them move from a more legacy network setup to new and current technologies. We set up an OES2 Linux cluster, help them migrate file and print. We move their GroupWise post office to this cluster, and we introduce them to virtualization with XEN. They are now ready to embrace Linux and embrace virtualization thanks to the beta.
Wow, now that you've seen the best features of Open Enterprise Server 2 in action, what excites you most about this product?
Yeah, you know, Sophia, there are many exciting new features in OES2, including dynamic storage technology, 64-bit support, eDirectory integrated DNS and DHCP services, more scalable iFolder that bring back encryption a rich set of migration tools, and much more. DST could prove to be one of the most exciting features, freeing up expensive storage real estate and greatly reducing the time required for backups, you know, without IT staff intervention and keeping functionality the same for end users. And also, when Service Pack 1 comes out, integrating domain services will help heavy Microsoft shops move some of their environment to Linux, giving server administrators the ability to use the Microsoft tools that they are already familiar with to interact with the OAS2 server will be extremely valuable.
So what kind of demand do you anticipate for Open Enterprise Server 2? You told us a little bit about the excitement around dynamic storage technology. Is there anything else specifically that's resonating with customers?
Demand is already high. We have not seen this level of excitement for a new network OS in years. Customers are embracing Linux on many fronts. Over the years, we have had increasing difficulty getting people to attend seminars. Filling seats has been tough, you know, with results 10 to 15 people in a room being pretty common. However, with Linux as a topic, we have had massive turnouts. Recently, we held a Linux Days event and had 75 people in attendance. Customers are embracing Linux and open source in a big, big way. Everyone seems to be on the bandwagon. Partners selling Novell solutions are well positioned to profit greatly from this.
So, can you share with us some sales tips that may help other partners close Novell deals?
Sure. Yeah, OES2 provides partners with an excellent selling opportunity. In years past, we heard many organizations talking about one platform. We're not hearing that anymore. With the embracement of open source, customers are more and more focused on flexibility. The Microsoft interoperability agreement is key here in that now injecting more flexible technologies into an environment is easier for administrators to do. Clients are interested in consolidation and virtualization today as well. I've recently attended 3 Gartner conferences, and consolidation and virtualization was the number one topic on people's minds. Almost every C-level person we talked to had these topics on their immediate roadmap. By partnering with Novell in the beta program, we were able to engage with the new product as well as get to know the customer. This makes them a new client of ours. Having discussions about new initiatives is extremely easy at this point.
Darren, thank you so much for sharing all that information about your early experience with Novell Open Enterprise Server 2 and how it's resonating with customers.
You're welcome, Sophia. It was my pleasure.
James, back to you.
All right. Well, thanks, Sophia. Darren, thank you very much for the valuable information that you shared with us. Very helpful to all of our partners. Sophia, I wanted to ask you one other question about the Open Enterprise Server 2 promotion that's currently running through the end of January. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. This is an opportunity for anyone, whether you're a Novell customer or new to Novell, to get some in-depth, hands-on training about the product. Our training partners across the globe are offering a 4-hour seminar on the newest features of Open Enterprise Server 2. And as Darren told us, it's the new features that are really driving interest in this product, dynamic storage technology and virtualization. So anyone who's interested should go to the training locator on Novell.com, and they can find a training partner in their area that's offering this course. And of all the attendees to these courses between now and the end of January, there'll be drawings, and one lucky winner will get a trip to BrainShare on Novell. And 3 winners, one in each geography, will get a $500 gift card to use as they please.
All right. Sounds like a great promotion. Thank you very much, Sophia. Once again, we really appreciate our special guest, Darren Sanders from Novacoast today, and we hope to see you again soon, Darren.
Thank you, James.
And just a reminder to our listening audience, if you want to get more sales tools linked to sales training and technical training around Open Enterprise Server, log into the PartnerNet portal, novell.com/partners, click on the sales tools link, and you'll see the sales toolkits for Open Enterprise Server and other Novell workgroup solutions. So that wraps up today's call. Thanks, and we'll see you again next month.